This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore talking now with St. John's Prep Football Coach Brian St. Pierre. And Coach, welcome back, and another successful weekend for your prep team.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was a great weekend, great win on Senior Day, so I was happy to see that for them especially.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about that. The terrific write-up in the paper by Matt Williams, and it looks like you got almost all of your kids able to contribute.
Yeah, we got every senior in the game, which is always great to reward those guys, that have been, especially the ones that have been in the program for 4 years and all the hard work they put in. So all in all, it was a great ending to a day that started off kind of slowly. I don't know that we played our best, but some seniors stepped up when we needed it the most, which is great to see.
You play a school like LaSalle, you come away with a 28-0 win, and it looks like a complete domination, and you did say that you guys were in command the week before. Overall assessment of the game, Brian, considering the opposition?
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good team. They're a top two team down in Rhode Island. We've had our way with them the last 2 years. They were much more competitive this year. You know, they're well coached. They're a proud program. You know, they've had a lot of success. So I think their coach, who's does a great job and a really good person, really challenged their team, and they responded. They made it hard on us early in that game, and although we were in command and never really threatened, it was a much harder task for us this year. And but it was great to see our kids respond again to a little bit of adversity, a little bit of things not going the way we exactly planned, and bounce it back and making plays when we needed to.
How about the balance of getting your kids in and out of the lineup? You mentioned you got all your seniors in, and how does that impact, you know, your regular use of players, or is it the same every week?
It's hard. I mean, you don't want to go into a game with that on your mind, but, you know, with it being senior day, and mm-hmm. It's always in the back of your mind, if I can get some of these guys in that don't get to play as much on senior day in front of their family and friends, I mean, you'd love to do it, just as a human, you know?
Yeah.
We're fortunate enough to do it. It was great to see our senior quarterback, Deacon, step up and play great. You know, he had a huge drive for us, kind of sealed the game for us. It was 14-0 in the third, and he made a huge pass play, about 60 yards, on a third and eight in our own end. So, and he's assumed the punting role. He's our punter now. We downed them inside the five-yard line twice with his punts. So, really proud of him, really happy for him. He had a great day, and he's a guy that he's a perfect example of a guy that really deserved that.
One thing I'm noticing or seeing a lot more this year, I'm noticing it because I've got time to do it now, is the extracurricular activities of your team. In other words, I saw something. You know, we talked about the scout team and how you honor them from time to time and make sure you mention some of the kids. But also, I saw on the Twitter page for St. John's Prep something about a walk for hospice for your team. So tell me a little bit about, last week you talked about standards, Coach, and tell me about the standards you expect from your kids off the field.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's a standard. When we talk about standards, it's not just about results and what our record is and where we stand in the state and titles and all that stuff. It's the standard we hold ourselves to as people in the program and what we believe in and our qualities and our values that we preach. And our kids, I don't ask the kids to go to it. They ask me, can we serve again and do the walk for hospice like we do every year? And there's a big difference between saying, guys, I need you to do this, and, hey, coach, can we? And these kids get it. We had over 100 kids show up Sunday morning at 8:30. Right after a game, to support that walk and line the finish line and clap and cheer for all the walkers and who are there, you know, in memory of a loved one who passed away. So it just speaks volumes to our families, the way they raise their kids, and then our kids, they're just good people, and it's a privilege to coach them.
Very impressive, just very impressive. And also, Brian, you want to make a quick shout-out to your scout team players again this week?
Yeah, we had two of them, two sophomores, Owen Hawk, who's been coming on. He's actually played a decent amount in the varsity games. And he's a guy we're really excited about in the future. He's a safety. And Gavin Lyons, who was thinking about hanging him up a couple weeks ago. He wasn't sure if football was something he really wanted to do. Took a weekend to figure it out and has been great since he came back. And he's a spunky kid. He's small, but he's a very good athlete. He's tough. He's a receiver for us, and he's a guy we're excited about as well. And they both, every week, work really hard, but they definitely stood out this week.
Well, another impressive story. That is way cool. Coach, you talked to Matt now about a week off and try to keep things in balance, give some of the guys time to heal and also keep the edge. And how do you do that? I mean, you must have, I'm sure, you plan. You have a general plan, I'm sure, for each point in the season as you go along, but then you have to amend it according to what's going on a Friday or Saturday. So what's the general plan for the next week and a half or so?
Yeah, it's a great question. The first thing will be to meet with the trainer, Courtney Brothers, who does a great job for us. I meet with her and then our strength and conditioning coach, Anna Taco, who they both do such a great job for us. It's meeting with them, checking in on what they see from the guys, who's got what. It always starts there. We got to start with their health and where they're at. And then once I know who's, you know, in their best interest to practice, we'll get a plan together. It'll be lighter than a normal week. I'll give them at least one day off this week. We'll watch film today. It'll be light. They've already lifted Monday morning, though, so we'll lift Monday, Wednesday mornings like we always do. But we'll probably practice Tuesday, Thursday, and get some younger guys back with doing some of the reps for our stuff, guys that are on the scout team kind of getting more work doing our stuff again, just to refresh it and give the guys that have been taking a lot of the reps a little bit more time to step back. They'll still do stuff, but step back and support those guys, but get enough work to stay sharp. So I don't love bye weeks, but sometimes when you have them, you got to make the best of them, and there are good parts of them, and I think just kind of going back to basics, fundamentals, and if you're supposed to run a route at 12 yards, get to 12, not 10 and a half, not 13, get to 12, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work on that, but we're not, it's certainly not, some people treat it as you go back to training camp and go crazy. We're not going to do that. We're past that point as a program. I'd like to think we are anyway. it's about sewing up, you know, loose ends here and there, but also getting guys healthy and getting them, you know, caught up on studies and caught up with their families and maybe get home a little bit earlier this week and feel like a normal kid again for a little bit.
Sounds good. Kind of a silly question, I guess. You've been doing this for a long time, but there are points, Brian, when you got to come up with something creative and you really have to dig deep sometimes?
Yeah, in terms of game planning or like...
Whatever. Teaching or coaching in general, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, every team's got their own personality, you know, and we're starting to learn this team's personality. They're a goofy bunch in a good way. They're fun. They, you know, just yesterday is a perfect example. We went to that walk. They make people smile. They have the music going. And Graham Roberts, one of our captains, had, like, the perfect playlist for a walk. You know? And it was just everybody that walked by just was smile, brought a smile to someone's face. Like, these kids do that, so... I mean, when you have a group like that, you know what we do at the end of the year, how we end up. I mean, you like seeing them during the week. Like, the Monday through Friday is what makes it worth it, you know, the connections with the players. And they're a fun group. They work hard, but they're a fun group. They know how to have fun. They take care of each other, which is awesome.
Another question I don't ask very often, but I don't want to say how often, but have you had – and I don't even need a story, but are there times when a player, a student athlete, probably a senior most likely, will come up to you with an idea that you say, hey, this is pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, part of what we do here, as you know, we have our captains, but we also have our leadership group, which is two people that are elected by their peers in each class represented on our team. So two sophomores, two juniors, two seniors that work in concert with the captain. So there, it's an open sounding board for them to come to me, and it happens. Hey, coach, you know, is there a way we can maybe try to do this? Or, hey, this guy seemed down the other day. I don't know if something's going on. You might want to check in with him. Like, they're really good about that stuff. So, and that's part of why I have it, because the reality is you can't have eyes everywhere. And in this day and age, when you see all the unfortunate things that go on the news about locker rooms and things like that, those guys are my eyes in the locker room. I'm not going to be in the locker room.
Right.
Coaches can't be in there. So you want to have guys that you trust that are mature enough to handle it, and they do a great job of that. So they know it's an open-door policy here. I'm on campus full-time, so they definitely feel comfortable doing
it. Great point. Final question for me for this week in terms of where you have your eyes. What's your assessment so far with the competition in the league as to how the Catholic Conference teams have started out?
Hard to tell. I've only seen Malden Catholic, and they're much improved. Joe Gaff does a great job down there. I know Zavarian's going to be really, really good. Obviously, Catholic Memorial is going to be really, really good. We'll see Malden Catholic and St. John Shrewsbury in the coming weeks, and then BC High later too. So my intuition tells me it's going to be as usual. It's going to be really challenging. But right now we're just focused on the bye week, and we kind of, and you've heard me say this before, we kind of turn the focus inward with us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to worry about us and take care of us, and then we'll figure it out from there. We fully know that every team on our schedule left can beat us, and we fully know that we can beat them. So we got to take care of us.
Another great week. Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Rick.
Take care, Brian. That's Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.